Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Smithson for HCR 1040.
We're going to have to restart the computer. Members, stand at ease. Clerk will read. House, come to order.
HCR 1042 by Smithson of the House and Ballinger of the Senate, a concurrent resolution encouraging the sale of certain land owned by the United States Army Corps of Engineers.
Representative Smithson, you're recognized to explain the HCR.
Thank you, members, Mr. Speaker. Members, real quickly, this is just a resolution that would encourage our United States Senators and our United States Congressmen to encourage the Army Corps of Engineers to sell up to 11.7 million acres nationwide.
Representative Smithson, please stand. Members, we're about through. We get through a lot faster. Representative Smithson, you're recognized.
It would sell about 11.7 million acres nationwide. This land is land that surrounds our lakes. Within Oklahoma, the land that surrounds Eufaula Lake, Kerr Lake, all core lakes. It's the land that lies between the property owner and the water's edge. It's the land that lays below a certain elevation. It's floodplain land. It would stipulate in the titles when they sell it that the landowner could not build on it, and it would still be subject to flooding as the Corps would need to raise and lower the levels of the lake. It would accomplish several things. One thing, it would pump literally billions of dollars into the national government by selling this land. The Corps of Engineers would still have the same exact control over it that they do today. It would enhance the property values of the property owners who bought this land. And also, it put all this Corps of Engineer land back on the tax rolls in the state of Oklahoma, which would be a huge plus for us. And I promised the floor leader there wouldn't be very many questions. So I won't answer but one.
Representative Smithman, you lied to the floor leader. Representative Shoemaker, you're recognized for a question. He waves. Representative Wright, John, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a couple. Representative Smithson, you mentioned the increased property value. I'm sure that you've been to Grand Lake and seen the development and the attractiveness of the lake. Do you think that one of the reasons Grand has developed, whereas Eufaula has not, is the right of the property owners to have more influence at the shorefront?
Without a doubt, Representative Wright, you're exactly right.
Representative Wright, for follow-up, you're recognized.
And would not that increased value of the property significantly enhance those entities that benefit from the ad valorem taxes, such as the public schools?
It would put more, you're correct, it would put more money in our public school taxes, in our counties, our roads, as well as the state.
Representative Wright, for follow-up, you're recognized.
And wouldn't you agree that the only way possible to pay for all the federal spending taking place is to sell off some of the assets of the federal government?
That's a little bit above my financing, but I'd say it sure go a little ways toward it.
Representative Martin Steve, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, would that have any overall effect on the recreational use of the property by the public?
No, sir, not at all. These are lands, Representative, that does not join parklands or anything. They're only lands that joins private owners already. And they're in that floodplain zone. They still cannot be built on. They still can flood that land if they need to when they raise the levels. But no, it would not encompass the land, for example, between the park and the water, and it would not interfere with recreational lands. And it does not stipulate that they'd sell them all. If they need to reserve some for those purposes, they certainly can.
Representative Martin, you recognize for follow-up.
Thank you. Is what you're saying is that the land that the public already doesn't have access to it because it's surrounded by private property?
Yes. If you buy a home on Ten Killer Lake, for example, your lawn only runs down, depending on the area you're at and the slope of it, it may be 100 feet from the water, actually, and the Corps owns that other 100 feet on down to the water. And this would allow you to buy that 100 foot also. In all actuality, you would probably be the only one that even have any use for that land. So if you didn't take it, probably no one else would.
Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Smithson, I appreciate you visiting with me earlier about this bill, but I am trying to figure out why in the world a guy would want to buy that property so he could pay additional property taxes. And then if he didn't want to buy it, why would somebody else want to buy it if they had no use for it, if they couldn't use it?
If you own a lake cottage on Ten Killer Lake or on Eufaula Lake,
You don't want to buy that 100-foot of property in front of your house that joins onto the water. I will certainly buy it. Then when you sell your home, whichever next property owner comes and buys that home from you, he's going to want to buy that land from me, and I'm going to make money.
Follow up, you're recognized.
And I understand that, but if we can't use it for anything, why would anybody want to buy it?
Well, the big deal is the Corps controls a lot of this land, Representative, and they won't let you clean it up. They won't let you mow it. They won't let you clear the underbrush. So it restricts your view of the water and so forth, and it enhances the land when a property owner is able to buy it. They can clean it up mainly.
Representative Reynolds, for one more follow-up.
So maybe what you're saying is now that you've bought the property, even though you can't use it for other things, at least you can go clean it out, make it look nicer, and that's why it enhances the value of your property.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Representative Joyner, are you recognized for a question?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. How are these sales going to be conducted? Are they going to be auctioned? Are they going to be assessed, appraise the property?
This is only a recommendation, Representative Joyner, for us to try to get the Corps to sell it. My recommendation was that they would have it appraised, offer it first to the adjoining property owner. If they didn't want it, then open it up to the general public.
Follow up, you're recognized.
So the adjoining property owners would have a first shot at it.
That was my recommendation. Of course, we won't have a lot of say on how it's sold, but that is my recommendation.
Representative Bailey, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Smithson, a lot of the tourism in this state depends on these lakes, core lakes, having the pristine look that has always made them attractive. And I was just wanting to make sure that there's nothing going to be done in those areas, because a lot of this core land is not just a few hundred feet, but it's a lot of mileage sometimes around these lakes. Is this going to change any of the look that might detract from our tourism adventure here in the state?
Of course, I cannot guarantee 100% compliance that someone that buys it doesn't park a junk car on there. There's no way anyone can promise that or guarantee it. But I would think the people that bought it would buy it. Most of this land is owned by lake owners and stuff, and they're very proud of their land and very proud of the appearance of the keep. So I think the vast majority of it would be kept clean, yes.
Representative Luslow, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Smithson, can you hear me all right?
A little hard.
Representative Smithson, do you know, and I think you do from your years of being highway patrol and stationed with Troop C, where I live, we have a home place of 450 acres, and we're surrounded on three sides by the Corps of Engineers. We have access from a county road to the south. That's our one way in, one way out. That's where you set up your roadblocks, by the way, when I was coming home late at night and you're in the highway patrol. You realize that my mom's home is just a few feet from the fence, and then there's Corps of Engineer land from there all the way down to the water, and we can't clear that to see the lake, and all kinds of people and animals inhabit that, and we can't do anything about it. We can't run them off. They can come in there and shoot, and they're not supposed to, but this has happened before when we were out there in my mom's yard. And to keep from somebody building there, we would sure be, as property owners, the first ones to want to purchase that property. We can harvest the timber. We can increase our pasture, and we can have a view of the lake. It would do many things, and I applaud you. Did you know that?
Representative Ruchlow, we can't filibuster in the House.
And you can also pay more taxes to your local school and county by buying it in your state, and you're exactly correct. Thank you.
Representative Curran, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Smithson, I would like for you to talk about the unintended consequences that could come from this bill by encouraging the citizens of Oklahoma to spend their savings and their money in this hard-earned, hard-times economy.
They could put more campaign signs up on a corner, Representative Kern.
Representative Dank, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes, I was just wondering, Representative Smithson, are there any discounts for senior citizens?
Definitely. When there's elders, you are, Representative Dank, there's got to be a discount in there somewhere.
Representative Rich, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, would this decrease the copper-headed rattle moccasins around the lake?
I'd hope so. We can start to have some copper-headed rattle moccasin hunts down in your area then.
Follow-up, you're recognized.
Does this address, thanks, Mr. Speaker, any ideas about the mineral rights? Are these going to be sold with the property?
No, it don't. And as I was explaining earlier, Representative Ritz, according to the mineral rights, most of this land, when the Corps bought most of this land from landowners before these waters was built, before these lakes was built, those mineral owners, most mineral rights actually stayed with the original landowner. So their land may have ran out in the middle of that lake a quarter of a mile, and they of course lost their land, but they actually still today still own those mineral rights that's laying underneath that lake.
Representative Liebman, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Wouldn't you agree with me that, and you don't know my experience with the Corps of Engineers down at Lake Texhoma, but no matter how you feel about this bill and how you vote for it, the Corps is not going to sell this land. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I think if we put the right people on them, and we got a guy up there in the White House who can put the pressure on them, I believe we could.
See no further questions. Representative McPeak, you have a question? You recognize for a question.
Don't you think, Representative, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Don't you think, Representative Smithson, that this is the ideal situation for those who are trying to reduce taxes while still increasing revenue without any cost to the taxpayers at all?
This is a win deal. It's a win deal for the Corps. It's a win deal for the federal government. It's a win deal for property owners, as well as the state and the county and the public school
system. Seeing no further questions, Representative Smithson moves adoption of the HCR. Will there be debate? See no debate. All those in favor of adoption of the HCR, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. HCR is adopted. Mr. Floor Leader.